For everyone out there who loves books and reading, we've got some fantastic news. RNIB has partnerships with several UK publishers, ensuring that a wide range of books and accessible formats is made available to the RNIB library. And here's Robert Kirkwood to tell us the latest news.
Thanks, Red. Well, adding to that list of publishers are one of the big ones, Penguin Random House. It's going to affect both the Bookshare service and RNIB Library, as RNIB have started a new partnership with Penguin Random House, which means that all of their backlist and newly published titles will be available from Bookshare, and all their audio files will be available from the Talking Books Library, both backlist and newly published, and they're supplying all of these files free of charge.
And that's a huge number of books, isn't it, Robert? And I believe you've got some of the list in front of you.
I have. I've been looking at children's titles. I've been looking at classics, fiction, non-fiction, and, of course, the Ladybird series, which you may remember from your youth. I think the big names will be Roald Dahl. We've already got some Roald Dahl books in the library, including James and the Giant Peach that he read himself. But there are 135 editions, including all the favourites, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the BFG and Matilda. And some books my son will be very happy are being added to the library are The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the full series by Jeff Kinney. Also titles by Jeremy Strong, Kathy Cassidy, and of course Peppa Pig and the aforementioned Ladybird classics.
And for more grown-up readers, there's a full selection of Clive Cussler books, Dan Brown, Marianne Keyes, and one that I'm particularly looking forward to getting hold of, All Our Wrong Todays by Ilan Mostai. And here's Robert with the blurb.
It's a love story that could only happen because of an accident of time travel. Tom and Penny belong to a world so perfect, there's no war, no poverty, and no underripe avocados. But when something awful happens to Penny, and Tom tries to make it right, he accidentally destroys everything, waking up in our broken, dysfunctional world. Only here, Penny and Tom have a second chance. Should Tom go back to his brilliant but loveless existence, or risk everything by staying in our messy, complicated world for his one and only chance at true love? And the website BuzzFeed's reviews it, saying it's a wonderful life meets the Jetsons.
And it's not just fiction titles that Penguin Random House are going to be giving us. There's a wonderful selection of non-fiction as well, isn't there, Robert?
There is. Can you say this name?
Yes, it's Yuval Noah Harari and his book Sapiens.
A brief history of humankind. Planet Earth is 4.5 billion years old. In just a fraction of that time, one species among countless others has conquered it. Us. We are the most advanced and the most destructive animals ever to have lived. What makes us brilliant? What makes us deadly? What makes us sapiens? In this bold and provocative book, the author explores who we are, how we got here, and where we're going. Sapiens is a thrilling account of humankind's extraordinary history, from the Stone Age to the Silicon Age, and our journey from insignificant apes to rulers of the world.
That sounds pretty thought-provoking, as does 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. And another one that I'll be getting hold of is Arnhem by Anthony Beaver, his account of the Bridge Too Far raid in the Second World War.
Yeah, that was a Sunday Times bestseller, and talking of bestsellers, we can't ignore the fact that there's loads of cookbooks from Jamie Oliver again as well.
Yeah, fortunately, I never have to see how badly what I cook compares to his pictures. But there are some great recipes in there that I'll look forward to getting stuck into.
Including Peppa Pig. but Penguin wouldn't be Penguin without those classics. We've talked about the Ladybird classics, but there's also the Canterbury Tales, the Great Gatsby.
And great news for all visually impaired students out there, the full range of Charles Dickens novels, saving us the hard times of having to read them all word by word, as I did at university.
But we could talk about these titles all day, and we will do on a future episode of Read On. But just to reiterate the news, RNIB are starting a new partnership with Penguin Random House, which means that all of their backlist and newly published titles will be available from Bookshare, and all their audio files will be available from the Talking Books Library. That's both backlist and newly published. And again, Penguin Random House are supplying all of this free of charge. And as I said, we can hear more about this on RNIB Connect Radio's Read On, your one-stop shop for book news, reviews and author interviews. Read, when can we hear it?
Friday afternoons at 1, Sundays at 3 and Mondays at 6.
And we're always online at rnibconnectradio.org.uk. Red, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert, and thank you, Penguin Random House.